The Carbondale Chamber of Commerce held their monthly luncheon recently, where the mayor of Carbondale, Mike Henry, gave his State of the City address. Among the challenges, the mayor said, are financial uncertainty.
The city's budget is currently one of our top priorities. Our new budget year starts May 1st of 2019, just 4 short months away. The budget process is at best very difficult, due in part to the continued uncertainties of funding coming from the state of Illinois. There is again the very real possibility that the state will demand higher contributions to the state's pension systems, while at the same time reducing their payments to us. General fund revenues come from the local government distributive fund, which is a portion of the income taxes that you and I pay to the state. Local sales taxes and from other sources such as taxes on prepared food and beverage, packaged liquor, entertainment, gaming, etc. At the last council meeting, we voted unanimously for no increase, that's a zero increase, in real estate taxes in Carbondale.
Among the positives, the mayor highlighted the great relationship between the two largest employers in the region.
SIUC is our largest employer and the major economic engine for the region. They pay annual salaries of $166 million to residents in the southern 23 counties of the state. Each student spends over $10,000 annually in Carbondale. Southern Illinois Healthcare, our second largest employer, is constructing the SIU Family Medicine Residency and Physicians Assistant Programs Building, that's a mouthful, at the corner of University Avenue and West Oak Street. This 40,000 square foot facility will create 300 construction jobs and use all local subcontractors. SIH is paying for the construction and leasing it to SIU School of Medicine at cost. Completion is expected to be in May of 2019.
The mayor also singled out one of Carbondale's finest.
Tragically, on October 21st of last year, Sergeant Guy Draper encountered an active shooter just one block north of where we are gathered today. Once the officer determined the subject was firing into a crowd of people, he acted to protect them. To borrow a few words from the review of the officer's actions by the state's attorney, I quote, "This officer's conduct was not merely warranted, it was exemplary. His actions likely saved lives, and once he began to intervene, he continued under extreme personal risk that he may be shot himself." This year, Sergeant Draper was honored by being awarded the Carbondale Police Chief's Award of Valor and the Illinois Fraternal Order of Police Medal of Valor. I ask you to join me in commending Sergeant Draper for bravery he displayed. He is truly a hero.
After the speech, Jennifer Olson, the president and CEO of the Carbondale Chamber of Commerce, gave her thoughts and said how important it is to have a major university in the city's own backyard.
It is vital, and I think we can't take the university for granted. It is such a resource for activities, for culture. You know, they have the museum, they have great shows that come through. So I would encourage people to cross onto campus, even if they don't have business there, if you will, or a student.
The chief executive officer of the Boys and Girls Club of Carbondale, Tina Carpenter, was pleased with the tone of the State of the City address, and she said success involves partners.
I think it's very positive. I think Carbondale is going in the right direction. It is really about community and building relationships and partnerships with everyone in the community and SIU. And just really, it's a regional thing. And I think there's a lot of positive things happening in the city. And I want to see that keep going.
For WSIU Radio, I'm Kevin Boucher.